And we're back with the Stephen Ryan Show here on KOVC, your voice of the Valley. And we've got a special guest, VCSU President Dr. Alan LaFave. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Sure thing, guys.
You know, we want to talk about Larry J. Robinson. And before we get into some of the details, I want to take you back to your very, very first press conference at VCSU, where you were named the president of VCSU. And I happened to be watching this as it was unfolding, and Larry walked up to you and gave you a very hearty welcome. I just want you to kind of take us back to that moment to give people an idea of what kind of an A personality Larry was when you met him.
Oh, absolutely. You nailed it, Steve. He lived and breathed VCSU in all that he did, and in his not only his working life, but his outside of work life. I think back to those days, and I certainly don't want to talk about me, but I do remember Larry was one of the very first people I met when I came to campus for the interview. In my mind, I recall thinking, if everyone on this campus and this community is this passionate about this place, it has to be a great place to work. And then when they did announce it, I remember Larry had a VCSU jacket for me that I still have and I still wear. He came up, he put it around me, and you're right. It was just a very special time.
I kind of had that feeling when I saw that. I actually saw that unfold, and as he was right there to give you the first VCSU jacket. That was great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his contributions to higher education across the state of North Dakota, not only on the VCSU campus, but a big imprint that he left.
Absolutely. He was an ardent supporter of higher education, and I spoke with a couple of my president colleagues yesterday about Larry, in fact, three of them, and I also spoke to the chancellor, and then I saw the release that Governor Armstrong had about Larry. He believed in what higher education could do to help shape lives of students and to help improve our state, improve our economy, improve our workforce. And he just truly believed that that was a very important piece in the puzzle for the success of North Dakota.
Ryan and I were talking about this earlier, and he reached across both sides of the aisle when he was a legislator for 32 years as a state senator, and got things done.
He sure did. You know, I think he got more done before 8 o'clock in the morning than most people get done in a whole day. He would often be the first one at his desk, whether it was here on campus or out in the legislature, And I remember a phrase he used to use a lot when we were trying to work through issues and challenges. And he would say, you know, Al, you get a lot more done by joining hands rather than pointing fingers. And, you know, he just had that approach to everything that he did. And I think that was part of his success. And you couldn't help but appreciate and respect Larry for his approach to governance, his approach to building those bridges. He just had a real special talent in that area.
You know, one of the things that I found unique about his personality was, and this is a rare combination of person that didn't intimidate you when they were in the room, but at the same time, when they were in the room, you kind of felt like the boss had arrived. Like this is the guy that he had this sort of ability to project leadership without making people feel uncomfortable around it. And I mean, in your role as a leader, President LaFave, you have to admit, I mean, that's a rare combination of person. That's why we have few college presidents and few presidents of things. It's a really rare combination to put together the personality traits that he had.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Ryan. He just had a really uncanny ability to be a part of a group, but at the same time, when called upon or when it was time for him to speak up, he not only had the right words, he did it in such a way that folks would listen to him. And you know, just his long tenure here, almost 50 years on campus, this wasn't a job for Larry. It was his life. And that passion came through in everything he did. I recall a story. Steve Shirley, the former president here, shared a story with me. I hope he doesn't mind me telling this, but when Steve was a new president of VCSU, he was out in the legislature, and he had his VCSU name tag on, and one of the employees in the food court area saw that VCSU name tag, and he says to Steve, "Oh, do you work at VCSU?" And Steve said, "Well, yes, I do." And the employee said, "Is that where Larry Robinson's the president?" And, and you know, it's just I shared that story when we dedicated the Center for the Arts in Larry's name, and it's one that Steve shared with me and Larry shared with me, and we always got a good chuckle out of that. But the reality is, that's the way. That's the persona that he brought forward, was a true leader in every avenue that he touched.
President Lefebvre, you have to feel good about the idea now, in the face of Senator Robinson's passing, that you can drive by the Center for the Arts at Valley City State and know that in his lifetime, he was honored with his namesake on a building at Valley City State. That's a rare thing in higher education, to have a building named after you while you're here to see it. And so that's got to bring a smile to your face at a tough time, a really big smile to your face when you think about that.
Yeah, it sure does. We've been talking about that a lot in the last day, and just very grateful that he and his family were able to celebrate that together, and along with many, many of his colleagues who came to enjoy that day.
I remember the first time I met him, it was the 2003 legislative session, and I was working for a radio station in Bismarck covering the session. Very first time I met him, there was this tall man sitting next to the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and I saw that he had cowboy boots on, and so I came over and, you know, visited with him, you know, introduced myself and stuff like that, and yeah, he was an interesting man of presence, that's for sure. Years later, when I came to Valley City and to cover the legislative session by way of telephone, Larry said, "Well, I'm so busy," he said, "that here's the deal. I'm available to interview you, or to be interviewed," he said, "at 6:15 in the morning, because after that,
yep,
my day is busy."
Yeah, I'm a day shot, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's the truth, yep. You know. When we were working on the Center for the Arts funding, Larry obviously was very instrumental in that, and it was not a day would go by that he and I wouldn't be texting for sure by 6:30 in the morning, in terms of, well, here's today's strategy, here are the things that we're going to be needing information on for today, these are the people that we're going to be speaking with, and you know, we have these little 5x8 VCSU notepads that we used to take notes on, and Larry was meticulous. He would take those notes on those pads, and you know, he referred to them throughout the day, and he had an agenda, and he made sure that he would check the boxes and get everything accomplished every day that he could.
Well, thanks for sharing much about Larry Robinson. I just want people to know that the visitation for Larry Robinson will be held Tuesday, September 9th from 5 to 7 with a prayer vigil at 7 o'clock at St. Catherine's Catholic Church, and the funeral mass on Wednesday at 10:30. So, yes, anything else to add, guys, before we move on?
Just, you know, everybody needs an advocate, right? And Valley City State had a great one for years in Senator Robinson. And you know, it's worth mentioning that things weren't always rosy at Valley City State while he was being an advocate. Sometimes that story was tough to tell, you know, and he brought Valley City State through it. And he's a huge reason why we're always talking with President Lefebvre about record enrollments and new buildings and upgrades and all that kind of thing. There were some people out after higher education back in Larry Robinson's day, and he was a big reason why we still have what we have. So those are the thoughts that I have to part today.
Al?
Yeah, my thoughts are we're just going to miss him. You know, he did so much, and he was just such a great person. And I enjoyed the conversations, as did everyone that had a chance to work with him and speak with him. And we're thinking of his family at this time. And again, like Ryan said, so appreciative of the things that he did over the years to help Valley City State prosper.